WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
You have mason tenders, you have brick workers, you have iron workers, structural and ornamental, you have sheet metal workers that do the waterproofing, the air conditioning, the heating. You have plumbers, you have steam fitters, you have carpenters, you have sheet rockers, you have
Mike painters. Coyle, a local 40 iron worker, stands with his brothers in front of an empty lot. That's where a high-rise is about to go up. It's a sporadic rally by union members. There are no signs, no banners, no chants. It's pretty calm, but there's anger. Anger at a developer, JDS, and the managing partner, Michael Stern. He's building a luxury condo with non-union workers.
We're out here to fight for a living standard for New York City residents and people in the surrounding area. It's disgusting that they're going to be selling this property for millions and millions of dollars. I mean, the square footage here, an average human being couldn't even comprehend what they're going to pay, and they don't want to pay construction workers a fair salary. That's disgusting. We're going to expose Michael Stern for the disgusting rat that he is, and we're going to put him in a rat trap and see what he does when he's squirming in that rat trap.
Chaz Rinkevich is with Local 79, the Construction and General Building Laborers Union.
When you try and build cutting corners, the inevitable result is shoddy work. It's going to be a dangerous situation. Some of the subcontractors that are here, that there's workers have been killed on their jobs in the past. So, you know, we're going to stay on top of this and we're going to go after him as best we can. And hopefully he comes around. Maybe he is a reasonable guy when he looks at the facts and the figures, because it's not just about the figures. The facts got to come into play also.
JDS did a building in Chelsea using non-union workers.
And we've observed lots of building material being ripped out of that building because the work was improper and shoddy. And the contractors, they brought in contractors, and they were doing demolition, taking out work that had just been put in after people spent millions of dollars to get those apartments.
What he's doing is he's getting top dollar, and he's not giving out top dollar.
Robert Amato is with Local 28, the Sheet Metal Workers Union.
And it's not the worker. You know, we don't begrudge the worker. Everybody's entitled to make a fair day's pay for a fair day's work. It's the contractors. They're coming in. I mean, you go around the corner to a union job, all these people have licenses to do the type of work. We go to school. We get education. We're safe. You walk in there, there isn't one person that has an education in safety, doesn't have a license to operate a certain piece of equipment or a certain machine. Whereas the state makes all of us do it. So that costs out of the big money that I do get paid, quote to them, they think it's big, I'm paying for my education.
The new West 57th Street building on what has come to be known as Billionaire's Row is to be the largest residential project in the city to date using non-union workers, 1,400 feet high, higher than the Empire State Building. The tower will have 80 floors. It's expected to house just one apartment per floor. Units will sell for more than $6,000 per square foot. Cranes reports Extel's Gary Barnett, who started the ultra-tall building boom with luxury condo tower 157, said if they build the tower non-union, it would be unprecedented. If they built it successfully, more developers doing projects of that size would have to take a look at going non-union. Again, Chaz Rinkevich.
This is a nationwide problem. This is a problem in America today. New York City is one of the last strongholds of unions. There's very few major cities in New York City where buildings do get built with living wages, medical coverage, and a pension to retire on. We're one of the few cities that still have that, and we're going to fight to the death for it, that's for sure.
Here's a fun fact for you.
Dennis Lee is an organizer with Local 79.
Laborers in Local 79, their average salary is $50,000 a year. You probably put maybe another 12 on with benefits. That's $62,000. The middle class in New York City starts at $75,000 a year. These union jobs, they're not even the middle class anymore, but you never hear that on the news. No one ever analyzes what the real dollar is. And all we're saying here, we're sticking up for these workers. Our issue isn't with the workers. We love the workers. They're no different than us. They're just another soul trying to feed their family. And they just don't have the organization to stand behind them. And that's what this is.
WBAI reached out several times to Michael Stern and JDS developers. I finally got through to their PR firm, M18, spoke with their vice president, who thanked us for reaching out, but would not connect me with Stern or give us a written response to questions using non-union workers on that building at 111 West 57th Street. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.